Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, I'll just read verses 1 and 2. We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he hath said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. I want to preach this for just a few minutes today. Now is the time. Now is the time. Could we sincerely lift our hands and our voices to the Lord one more time right now and ask Him to speak to us? Lord, I thank you for this Spirit that we feel in here today. Oh, but we didn't come just to go through the motions. Lord, we need a now word. Lord, we need you to speak to us right where we are today. We need a word from heaven today. I need you to help me, Lord, deliver your word the way that you want it to be delivered today. I ask that you would anoint the preaching of your word, anoint the hearing of your word, Lord, and we're going to be made better. We're going to be changed in your presence today in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, would you shout in Jesus' name? And everybody clap your hands to the Lord as you're seated. Amen, amen. Let it be so, Lord. Heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. He's saying, behold, I want you to look at this. I want you to stop, and I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. I want you to look at what I am saying to you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Many people today have this underlying urgency in them, this anxiousness that time is running out. Time is running out to reach goals. Time is running out to accomplish things in their life, to reach milestones in their life, to mark things off their bucket list. There's an underlying fear that time is quickly running out for them. And yet, at the same time, procrastination is a major problem in our world today. Putting it off till tomorrow is a major problem in our world today. Have you ever heard someone say, I have so much to do that I decided to just not do any of it? Has anyone ever done that? Raise your hand. Amen. I've done that. I felt like I have so much to do today that I'm going to put my phone on silent and not do any of it and disappear today. Overwhelmed by the how much is on your plate. And that's kind of funny, but it's also really sad because people get into a lifestyle of that mindset. In our world today especially, you can feel it And I've not come to preach doomsday, but just hear me out. In our world today, you can feel it in the atmosphere that time is running out. You can feel the light of this age dimming. You can feel in the air that the sun is setting. The world is dying. There's a lot of talk about stability, but nothing is getting more stable. The world is continuously more unstable every single day. The world is continuously more unsettled every single day. Jesus is coming back. There are people that don't believe that. There are Christians that don't believe that. There's a huge movement today of people that do not believe the Lord will catch away his church. And I'm not getting into all that, but Jesus is coming back. The world is dying and Jesus is coming back. Souls need saving and Jesus is coming back. We're tied up and preoccupied and yet Jesus is coming back. The word says that there's an evil servant that says, "My Lord delayeth his coming." My Lord delayeth his coming. And it says that the Lord of that servant shall come in a day that he looketh not for him. And in an hour that he is not aware of. You may have an urgency to reach a position in your job, to make a certain amount of money, to get married, to accomplish goals in your life, to travel, to chase a dream. We have an urgency to catch the next episode of our favorite show. We have an urgency for sports, for entertainment. We have an urgency for vacation. We have an urgency for entertainment, for the material. But do you have an urgency that the Master is returning soon? And he's going to ask, "What did you do with what I gave you? Did you invest it into anyone? Did you grow it in my kingdom? Or did you bury it in the ground and leave it the way it was when I gave it to you?" Do you have an urgency today for souls that are lost? Do you have an urgency today for the house of God, for the things of God, for the word of God? Do you have an urgency for that coworker that you see every single day? Do you have an urgency in your spirit for family members that you know are not right with the Lord? Do you have an urgency today that there are prodigals wandering in the dark? Do you have an urgency that there is an unanswered call on your life? Do you have an urgency today that the gifts that God has placed in your life are sitting on a shelf? Do we have an urgency? Do we have that urgency? Paul's words to the Corinthian church still echo in power today. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. There's an urgency in those words. Not next week, not when life calms down, not when I get myself together, but now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. I want to say today that God is calling someone. He's speaking to someone in this place today, and he's not looking for delayed obedience. I've heard it said that delayed obedience is disobedience. He's looking for a heart that will say like Isaiah, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Send me." The enemy, he doesn't need to convince someone that God isn't real. He doesn't need to convince someone that God's not real, that his word's not true. He just whispers, "There's no rush." He says, "Tomorrow will be a better time to do it. Tomorrow will be a better time to pray. Tomorrow will be a better time to fast. Tomorrow will be a better time to reach out to that person. Tomorrow will be a better time to get your walk with God together. Tomorrow will be a perfect moment to repent. Tomorrow you can get serious about that call on your life. But tomorrow is the favorite tool of the enemy to keep people from obeying God today. There's a common proverb that says the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Benjamin Franklin famously said, "You may delay, but time will not." I've heard it said that today is the tomorrow that you talked about yesterday. Today is the tomorrow that you talked about just yesterday. And yesterday it seemed so far away, but now it's here. And what will you do? Tomorrow. We don't even have a promise of tomorrow. James 4 and 14 reminds us, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. It's just a little time. T.F. Tenney said that we forget that our time on this earth is the absolute shortest part of our existence. When we're done here, we're not done. There's an eternity. And what we do here in this life will echo in eternity. There's a reason we say this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. In Acts 24, the Apostle Paul, he stood before Governor Felix, reasoning of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. And it said Felix trembled under conviction. Felix didn't even bring Paul there for that. He brought him so that he could get some clout with the Jews. But when he heard the word preached, he started to tremble under conviction. The Lord was knocking on his heart's door, and he had a decision to make. In Acts 24, 25 says, as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered. He said, go thy way for this time. Go thy way right now. And when I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee again. But that convenient season never came. You can see in history, Governor Felix was replaced shortly thereafter. The convenient season to respond to the gospel never came. History gives no record of Felix ever repenting. He trembled, but he delayed. He felt the moving of the Holy Ghost on him. He felt conviction pricking his heart, but he said, not now. At a convenient season for me, I'll call you back again. Just not today. Not today. It's not convenient for me. How many souls have done the same? How many callings have been postponed into silence? How many revivals have been delayed because we waited for a convenient season? How many moves of the Spirit have been quenched because of delay? When Jesus called the disciples, they immediately left their nets and they followed him. They dropped everything and they followed him. When Philip preached to the Ethiopian eunuch, the eunuch said, see, here is water. Here's water. What's hindering me to be baptized? They didn't schedule it for next month. They didn't wait until his family could come to watch. He obeyed now because he realized and understood, I feel God calling me now and I'm going to respond now. In Acts 22, Ananias asked Paul after his conversion, he asked him, why do you tarry? Arise,
Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Why do you tarry? Why do you wait? And I can hear the voice of the Lord. I can hear the call of the Spirit today asking somebody, why do you tarry? Why do you wait? What are you waiting for? And I'm asking you the same question today. What are you waiting for? If you need the Holy Ghost, you can receive it today. Surrender and repent and open yourself up to God and receive His Spirit today. If you need to repent, you can find a place in this altar and turn from your old life today, and you can find a place with God. If you need to be baptized today, there's water that we can get ready, and you can be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. If God is speaking to you today, it's time to answer. If God's given you a calling, it's time to step into it now. If you need to make something right with your brother and your sister, today is the time. You don't want to be lost because of that. Now is the time. God is stirring up something in somebody today, and it's time for action. Would you lift your hands right now all over this room, and could we talk to God for just a moment? I feel the Holy Ghost sweeping through this place. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. We believe the plan of salvation, repentance, water baptism in Jesus' name, receiving the gifts of the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts 2:38. In Acts in verse 39, he said, "For the promise is unto you and to your children, to many that are far off, or to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." If God is calling you, He's calling you now. He's not calling you later. He's not calling you for a different time, a different season. If God's calling you, He's calling you now. He's calling you today. Pastor said it earlier, God ordains and orchestrates who's going to be here on any given day, what the word is going to be that's going to go forth. I'm telling you today, if you're here, it's not by accident. It's not just coincidence. It's not because going to Sunday church is just what you do. God ordered your steps, knew that you would hear this word today. And I'm telling you, He's calling somebody now. He's calling somebody to respond today that is put it off for far too long. This is not something to put on the calendar. We got to surrender today. We've got to say yes, Lord, today. We've got to respond today. We think too many times that talking about the future gets us off the hook to do something now, to do something today. We think talking about revival that's coming means we don't have to do what it takes to have revival today. We think that shouting and singing and proclaiming great things are coming gets us off the hook for today. Because it keeps us in that, it keeps us feeling like, oh, it's just over the horizon. We're right on the edge. We love to say that. We're right on the edge of something great. It's just over the horizon. It's almost here. We're about to break through. And God is saying, you can break through today. You can have revival today. The next season can start today. It's not just coming, it's here. The harvest is ready. The harvest is ready. The kingdom needs laborers. The kingdom needs workers. Today, it is high time. It is high time. Now is the accepted time. It's easier to view a calling, a ministry, a promise, a revival as something that's on the way instead of something that's already here. It's easier to sing about revival that's coming. It's easier to sing about healing that's coming. It's easier to sing about breakthrough that's coming because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel hopeful. It makes us feel like, oh, well, we've got something to look forward to. But I want to tell you today that we can't live in the past, but we can't live in the future either. I can have faith for tomorrow, but I can't live in tomorrow. I've got to have faith now. The Bible talks about faith. It says now faith is the substance. And I know it's a play on words, but I believe we need some now faith. Not tomorrow faith. I need some now faith that's going to get me through what I'm going through now. That's going to get me the answer I need now. That's going to transform me now. I need now faith. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. You know, there's a constantly new now. 2 seconds ago, I could have said now, and it was now. Right now, I'm saying now, and it's now. There's a constantly new now. And so it doesn't matter when you hear these words that now is the accepted time. That means it's time to answer. But that doesn't get us off the hook either, because again, we are not promised tomorrow. I don't know if I'll have a now tomorrow. I don't know if I'll have a now in an hour. I don't know what the rest of this day holds. I don't know if the trumpet might sound before we get out of the parking lot today. I need to understand that now is the time to respond to God. Oh, you can be mad at me if you need to be mad at me, but I've come to preach with an urgency in my spirit to somebody today that it's time to stop playing patty cake for Jesus and get serious about the work of the Lord and about your walk with God today. Now is the accepted time. There will be, and this, I know this is not popular preaching, there'll be a lot of people. There'll be a lot of people that are lost, that stand in the judgment and hear, "Depart from me. I never knew you." And it will be people that had good intentions. But God can't bless intentions. God can't work with intentions. Faith without works is dead, being alone. There'll be people that stand on that day and say, "Lord, Lord." But when God was calling them to repent and to make their hearts right, they might have did a lot of other stuff, but they didn't answer when God was calling. They didn't open up when he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." On somebody's heart's door today, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in. But I won't kick down the door. I won't pick the lock. You've got to open the door and let me in." God can't bless intentions. God can't bless, "I'll do it tomorrow." I'm going to begin to close today with Romans 13 and 11. And I feel this so urgently in my spirit. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believed. We've never been closer to the coming of the Lord than we are right now. We're closer now than we were a minute ago. A minute from now, we'll be closer than we've ever been. Time doesn't stop. There'll be a servant that says, "My Lord delays his coming." But he's not delaying his coming. There's an appointed time. And we've been given a space of grace even with all the turmoil in our country. At the same time, we are primed for revival like we've never seen. There is a hunger rising up, and people are searching for God in ways that we've never seen. But we could miss it. It's not God's will, but we could miss it. We could stay preoccupied and miss it. We could stay inside our little box and miss it. It's not God's will that any perish. It's not God's will that I perish, that you perish. It's not His will, but I could ignore the voice of the Lord and perish. Stand with me today. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to be baptized in Jesus' name. Now could be your day to receive the Holy Ghost. Now is the time to obey the call of God on your life. Now is the time to live fully committed to Him. Don't be like Felix and wait for a convenient season that never comes. Be like a disciple who hears the voice of the Lord calling, saying, "Follow me." And drops their nets, leaves it all behind, and follows Him. Be like the eunuch that said, "What is hindering me? My answer is right here. Why would I tarry? Why would I wait?" I believe someone in here today, like the words spoken to Esther, you're called to the kingdom for such a time as this. God has you where you are for a reason. And now is the time to plant your feet and say, "I'm going to do what God called me to do, where God called me to do it, in the way that He said to do it." Now is the time. The Lord is here today, and His Spirit is moving in this place, and He is calling. He is knocking. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, it's time, church. It's high time to awake out of sleep. God, forgive me if I've been asleep. Forgive me if I've been sleepwalking, doing stuff, moving around, doing things, but asleep. Unaware of what time it is. Unaware of where I am. There might be some sleepwalkers in here today that you're going through motions and you're walking, but you're unaware of what time it is and where you're at.
and what's going on around you. And the Spirit is saying, it's high time to awake out of sleep. It's time to answer God today. It's time to answer the voice of the Lord in your life today.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.